appreciate God a great deal. I want you to know that this is a special privilege that God has given. I want to thank my bosom friend, Professor Sam Ike. I saw mommy around. God bless you too. And then the church council leaders of this meeting. It must be a great work God is doing here. This is a mighty auditorium. And I have full confidence in Prof. I've known him since 1976. He was my junior at Federal. So, and there's not been a day I knew him and he's not been a Christian ever since then. Since 1976, he's been a Christian. And I want you to know that it's a privilege. I was discussing with one of my assistants, the pastors of one of my friends and the pastor. And I told him, people should thank God that you are sitting under me. Not because I'm proud, but because we happen to be the generation that saw the temple in its old glory. Some of these people today, let me tell you, there are churches that have not heard the gospel. Can I say some things in Igbo? So occasionally, if you are, get on thing. Aja and Ayaja. Na churches. So, unumanwelu here, and you are lucky to sit under a man that saw the temple in its full glory. We are not saying that we are superior Christians. We are saying that we had the opportunity to have listened to sound doctrine. We sat under people that told us that Jesus could come in 1975. 76 then, and we heard the gospel. We were told that the grace of God that brings salvation teaches men to say no to worldliness and ungodly passion. We were told that. I sat down yesterday and we were, one of the boys I'm discipling, the young man has a calling, and he's been with me, living in my house for over a year. And, you know, he has come to hear the gospel and know what the gospel is. Don't think everywhere Jesus is mentioned, the gospel is being preached. By the grace of God, I think we are going to have to touch the gospel a little bit today. But as I was switching from one station to the other, he told me I should stop. I should not bother. No fife can akko. 120 something stations. Got somebody in our one that no fife. If I'm like my like it ever, no even Jackie if we be me. So, I want to thank God for you. You are sitting under Prof. And like I told you, I want to believe you are hearing the gospel. I don't see him telling you any other thing than the gospel. Hallelujah. If I'm not going to go with the other programs, I don't attend now. We want to discover your purpose and the potential. Think, okay. If you want to go to marketing and management. Hello? Alright. Having said that, I want to thank, where is that big boy? The organ that was always calling me. Where is he? I want to thank God for him. I've already I've already told Prof that he's really training you people. Usually when people harass me the way you harass me, I would get irritated. But you see, this young man had a way of telling me the same thing without getting me bored. I want to thank God for you. Put your hands together for him. I told Prof, I said, Kai, you are training this young man. The day before yesterday, he sent me a text message. He said, please, sir, we are coming close to the... Is there anything you would want us to do in preparation for your coming? I knew he just wanted to tell me. Hallelujah! Oh, you people are cold. Please, I hope you know, all my life I've pastored young people, and I don't like it when young people are cold. So, please, feel free. Prof is a cooler kind of person, but we are not like that. If you ask him, that's been my life, even when I was in federal. I was a rough and bad boy, and I'm still a bad boy for Jesus. So, please, I'd like you to get excited. Maybe Nancy, I don't know that Prof. Hallelujah! Amen! Say a bigger amen! Say a bigger amen! Hallelujah! Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Almighty God, Latia Sahatan Adobazi. How many of you can just take some 5 minutes and speak in tongues if you're filled with the Holy Ghost? Shapara Satana Hande. Lekratu Sasiatana Bahade Diasiataha. Ferenendo Riaka Paruste. Lengraduste and the Heleretoshta. Fata Rabato Zabaliatanande Reketopo Shikri Antala Benehidoho Sanda. Mapalata pariaka le hele kosha. Lengrada nan santa ande mosi ita palita. Paliato nende rede hila rakoto shakrada daya. Lembrega de breneto sandala brahada man santala. Susu su pale. Pelentoli iprimioto palande. Ratamando rapari keriato kosazi. Eya latona hande rede borasa. Pralando riantilanda andaste kepondo pranata yekerede bali kosanda. In the name of Jesus, muzazidini hinda. Leko rihila bashika manda palehi. Holy Spirit, zaza ma poto lebrede. Enkatanande rede histi. Keto posha palianda. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mighty Father, we thank you for gathering us in this meeting. These are young people. Tomorrow's ministry belongs to them. And when we have this unusual privilege of communicating the doctrines, I ask that you be around to help us. Because apart from you, we can do nothing. Speak, O Lord, for your servants are hearing. I bind every force of distraction. Thou birds of the air, out of this auditorium, in the name of Jesus. Father, let every shallow soil be broken forth. Let your word come like a digger, and dig up the soil, and plant the seed deep, so that it will take root, in the name of Jesus. Cares and worries of life, deceitfulness of wealth, desires for all things, other things, pleasure, I bind you, and I speak you out of their lives, in the name of Jesus. Holy Father, the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will bring results, kingdom results, O Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. And the church says amen.
Amen.
1 Timothy chapter 4. First Timothy chapter 4. Are you with me? If you have your Bibles, lift it up, let me see. Your Bible is on your right hand. Raise it, let me see. Above your head. All right. Take up your jotter and put it on your left hand. And leave the two of them. Let me see. Your Bible on your right hand. Your jotter on your left. Let me see. All right. If you don't have a jotter today, make sure you have one tomorrow. The reason is simple. Your head is not designed for retention. Your brain is designed for creativity. You should store things in places so that your brain, are you getting me, can now, you can use it for more creative things. Use it to pass your exams. Are you with me? Okay. And moreover, that piece of paper will remember whatever you tell it, even 10 years ago. And it will remember it exactly the way you told it. And tomorrow, you will be the one preaching to the younger generation. And if you are lucky to write these things down, then tomorrow, what you need is to pray and gather your notes and move on. So let's move. I think the best thing I should do is read chapter 4 to our text and maybe say some things. I promise to still dismiss you on time. Tomorrow we have a lengthy session. The Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such things come through hypocritical liars, whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. Did you watch that? It's very important. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. Now, verse 6. If you point these things out, I'd like you to circle the two words, these things. If you point these things out to the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, brought up in the truths of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. This is deep. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that desires full acceptance. And for this we labor and strive. Mark that verse. Paul says, this thing I am saying is the reason why we labor and strive. When you see me quarreling with some people, it is because of this thing. When you see me arguing and sweating, it is because of this thing. It's a trustworthy saying. It's a reliable information to hand over to you. So you must pause and ask, what is this trustworthy saying? Are you with me? What was this thing that Paul lived for? That's about what we're going to deal with. Hallelujah. Ah, yeah. This is a trustworthy saying that we put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe. Now watch. Command and teach these things. I asked you to mark that, those two words before, is it not so? I'd like you to mark the two of them again and put a line in your Bible to join the first one. Link the two. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. But set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gifts, which has been given you through a prophetic message, when the body of elders lay their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Circle these matters again and draw a straight line that links them. Give yourself wholly to them so that every man may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself, and your hearers. Oh God, we are about to start. Give interpretation to your word. May I not speak? Speak. For the Lord God says, the word I speak, they are not my own. It's my Father that speaketh in me. Oh Father, speak through me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. This is chapter 4 of a 5-chapter letter. And obviously, you would expect that if this was a degree project or a thesis or dissertation, we are heading towards conclusions. Is it not so? And it's not always good to read conclusions if you have not looked at the preliminaries. When I was preparing this message, at the time I didn't really know what to do and how to approach it. So I picked my laptop and I just typed 1 Timothy to see if I had done some things in the past on it. And I saw a 19-page Bible study I had done. I don't know when. And so I quietly scrolled towards chapter 4. And when I got there, I discovered I did nothing on this particular verse. So I was back to square one. Is it not so? So I typed again, 1 Timothy chapter 4. And blessed be God, I saw another study I did when I got the invitation you gave me. I did the study and forgot. Are you with me? I read the two documents and I discovered that there is a simple flow from chapter 1 through to 5 of Timothy. And for somebody to just pick chapter 4 will mean that he's missing a chunk of information with which he should be taking decisions. So what I want to do in this session is to give you some prelude, some preliminary information concerning the whole book. And if I take you through that and arrive at chapter 4, then I think we'll be ready to pray today. Tomorrow, I will begin to visit the theme itself. And if I don't finish next tomorrow, and if I don't finish, we will see again. Hallelujah. I'm no longer in a hurry to finish any message. I'm in a hurry to get you to understand a little I have said. Are you with me? Now, Paul, in Acts chapter 19, you say, why am I starting there? Because Timothy was the first bishop of the church in Ephesus. And the church in Ephesus was founded in Acts 19. Paul came to Ephesus and he was preaching. And there were problems. Because he conducted the Holy Ghost baptism and the gospel began to spread. And the consequence was that people's businesses were closing. And Demetrius, who was the union chairman of the Union of Idol Makers, called a union meeting, not for strike, but for riots. Are you with me? And, you know, the uproar led to the point that Paul had problems with the Judaizers, the Jews, who insisted that obedience to the law of Moses was the way to be saved. And this was completely opposite to what Paul was preaching. So because of problems he was having with the Jews, he was thrown out and he left and hired a warehouse of an old temple, the temple of Tyrannus. And he began to preach there for 2 full years. Hallelujah. 2 full years. And Wahala came again. So he left, leaving Timothy, who has always been his assistant, for some time. If you look at the description of Timothy in chapter 1, I'd like you to look at it. Verse 2. Oh, let me start at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the command of God our Savior, and of Christ Jesus our hope. So Timothy, mine, every person read. Shout it. Now, that's a very pregnant statement. You would think he was talking about somebody he led to Christ. No. He was saying you are a replication of all life, all I believe in. So Timothy has listened to Paul to the extent that if you heard Timothy teaching, you will think it is Paul. I don't know if you follow me. Not just in his demonstration, not just in his voice, but in the content of his message. So Timothy had grown to the point that people could see him as Paul Jr. I hope you're getting me. Let me pause a little bit and ask you. Do you have that as a vision? Staying under your pastor, staying under Venerable. That 2, 3 years, 4 years. When people see you talking, they just look, and when they are finished, they ask you, do you know one Venerable Professor Sam Ike? That's what it means to be a true son. It needs to be a representation of what the Father believes and teaches. So, in ministry, there can never be a transition except to through sons. When we want to hand over things, we hand over things to true sons in the faith. Are you with me? Generation to generation, ministry is handed from fathers to true sons in the faith. One reason I'm here is because this is a youth ministry. And we believe that with all the jargon and mess going on and the calling of phone numbers, who is Peter? It's my brother. What of John? My sister. James? My auntie. Somebody give Jesus a clap. For what? Thousands truth. I always tell people a story. Young pastors, when they are worried that their ministries are not growing as fast as they think, I say, in the days of Ahab, the man that had an iron horn was a false preacher. Those who have horn speakers today and are loud, go and check. It's a principle. The devil gives them voice so that they can gather many. You must aim at becoming true sons in the faith. Replications of what we teach, both in privacy and in public. Integrity, doctrinal integrity. And by the way, I hope you know that integrity is who you are when no one is looking. Hallelujah. We believe in modesty of dress. You do it in church. What do you do at home? Okay, you do it at home. When you get back to university, what do you do? I'm married to a Christian. Even when she's doing the household chores, she doesn't wear nikah. I don't know if you're following me. So it's not an issue of convenience. A true son in the faith. So he handed him over and moved on. I hope you're with me. So that the pressure of opposition would reduce. And when that pressure reduced, he would come back. That was his initial plan. But when Paul left, false teachers began to invade the church at Ephesus. I forgot to tell you something about this church. It's so unique. And that's what is driving me to say some of the things I'm saying. You'll be wondering why I'm not interested in this. You need this background. Paul stayed in Ephesus 2.5 years. Timothy continued that work. And for the next 100 years, there was no temple of an idol in Ephesus. 100 years!
Paul left Ephesus? Because he handed ministry to someone. For 100 years, I'm not talking about 100 days. 100 years. There were no temples. Meanwhile, Ephesus was the center of idolatry. That was where Artemis had its headquarters. The temple of Diana of Ephesus. The great Diana of Ephesus. But when Paul finished 2 years teaching in the temple of Tyrannus, Timothy was listening. 2 years. And after 2 years, he handed over ministry to this young Timothy. Young, sickly, weakly, phlegmatic. Not the kind of imposing figure. With all physical and natural abilities lacking in him. But for 100 years, the work of these two men were sustained. So much so that there was no temple of an idol open. They converted all idolatrous temples to churches. The opposite of what is happening in our days. Churches are being sold and closed to Muslims and cinema houses and supermarkets. It takes a Timothy. If you don't have this kind of dreams, you're not worthy of being called a Christian youth. If you don't have this kind of dreams I'm talking about. When I was a young Christian, I listened to a message by Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke, and he was preaching on Psalm number 133. How good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together. He says it is like the precious ointment that rests on the head on Aaron. Even unto the breast and to the shoulder, running to the hem of his garment. I don't know what he says, but I heard one thing. He said, let me tell you, when a high priest is anointed, it is not the way we anoint you with oil today. He says, a vial of oil is poured upon him. And he is soaked. Are you with me? The hair, the beard, and that oil soaks him. And he gave this message. He said, when the high priest is going, because of the volume of oil that is flowing in his life, as he puts his leg, there is oil because he soaked. And he places and places it and places it. And he says, when somebody who was not around, when he passed comes, he asks, who owns this footprint? And he said, somebody who was around would say, the anointed of the Lord passed through this place. And he hit me. I began to dream of leaving the marks and the footprints of the anointing of God in my life. And I said to my friends in those days, I have a dream that someday Enugu will not need policemen because there won't be criminals to police. That is the mark of the anointing. A day when there will not be beer parlors because you are in the city. Do you have such dreams? Timothy, my true son. He dropped him at Ephesus, intending just handle it When this opposition, external persecution, when it's over, I'll come back and take over the church. But Paul left. And the devil changed his tactics. Because there are three things the devil uses to run the church down. I'd like you to take note of them because you're young ministers. The first is external persecution. Where he comes from outside and begins to threaten you. Listen, this your born again thing is too much. If you don't stop your born again thing, and then your mommy comes to you and says, why are you like this? Ebe ki neja? Isn't ebe? Fellowship. Menege. When you forgot my money, ebo my money. What's that one? External persecution. We see that in Acts chapter 3 and 4. But when that does not work, when you say, think it, my Lord, should we obey God or men? When you can say, it doesn't matter what it costs me, 39 lashes on my buttons with koboko and pins. It does not matter. We thank the Lord that we can suffer for Christ. When you come to that, you know, today, when we got born again, we told testimonies of persecution. You don't today. Because there's nothing to persecute in you. There's nothing. What's the devil worried about? Nothing. You're born again. Your shoe is born again. Your handbag is born again. Except your heart. So what's the devil persecuting? Nothing. You're born again.
Have a good night, dear. Can you remember dear? Dear, on a Bible. One woman. So why should the devil persecute you? External persecution. If you come to chapter 5 of Acts of Apostles, you meet something else. It's still the devil. It's called internal corruption. Where he comes and plants decay and corruption. And that's what is killing the church today. It's no longer persecution. The devil has come into the church. He's even wearing colors. Polluting not just the pulpit but the pew. And after that, if it does not work, because it didn't work with Peter, Obulugin on our church. Venerable Peter. Every person that told a lie tonight, God kill him. But it happened and the fear of the Lord came and the church grew. Obulugin. Upon now a medical doctor. Obugodin ochetara na ndi mmadu ochetegodu okpukpo oku physical nke chukwu kwalia ni debe ndi mmadu ndu busisi afa na church busisi afa ke the love of God konobre fege oku gwanu mezi oku. What happened in that church? Because he was dealing radically and drastically and surgically with internal corruption. The devil saw it didn't work. He introduced the third. Ministerial distraction.
I know I'm hovering over a lot of things. Please take it. It's introduction. Echi, I will pay attention. Outline it. You call it about. Man could see handle.
What ministerial distraction? It is when the pastor is now the one organizing choir. He's the one organizing drama. Amen, 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 amen. So, so he's the name, pastor. You treat the other than my girl, nine. Yes, you see, one ginger and the youth. Oh, ginger. Can you hear youth leader now? Okay, you pull nine, the ginger youth. Eh? And that their prayer meeting.
Venerable, because I'm around here, senior. Okay, what to line members? Can I address you, Kaike? I'm going to need the prayer. I need the kind of prayer. This one, a prayer is the master key. Give me, man.
Venerable, get up on the prayer team. The evangelism, man, daddy, I'm going to put out there for someone after evangelism.
Oh, yeah. Onye ke na agbo ya ofu onye o meti na o kwandi prayer o kwandi evangelism kwandi drama German fellowship then there women o meti dia o bulu hi dia ku oku chuku.
That's ministerial distraction. Three ways the devil ruins the work of the kingdom. I want you to notice that. Now, having said that for you, see, let me tell you. If we have na gbagbe mango ti na Bible school, you are drawing from decades of experience. So take note of them. Are you listening? So the devil changed from opposition outside and came through internal decay and corruption through false teachers and false teachings. And because false teachings is an issue today, I want to talk a little bit about it. And I'll close. So look with me. Let's look at chapter 1. I want to take away why I asked you to mark those things. As I urged you when I went to Macedonia, that is the church in Philippi, stay there in Ephesus so that you may command certain men not to teach what? So, why did Paul leave Timothy in Ephesus? Who can tell me? No, I'd like you to talk with me. Biko. I have read a place. If you look at the passion, that portion of the Bible, please. Why do you think Paul left Timothy in Ephesus? No, just raise your hand. Let me take you. You want to venture? Go ahead. That's what I said before. Now I want to see what you read in your Bible. Yes. Fine. Timothy was a custodian of the true doctrine. So he stood in a position to command men not to teach false doctrine. That was why. So he had Timothy non Ephesus noble or go false doctrine. Onotia, church a billy, onotaria, akwasaihalo. Now listen very carefully. Timothy fought and he won. And the theme of our teaching today is centered on that. That's why I'm laying this background. Jesus, Paul said, command these things. If you teach these things. Are you with me? You're not responding. Because if you don't respond, I will keep repeating myself. And as long as I repeat, we are not making any progress. So, If you understand, you say yes.
Or you quicken your head.
You give me a feedback. Hallelujah. Or is it that the truth I'm bringing to you is shocking? If it shocks you, just shake your head for that banyan. You shake your head again. Or that banyan. Hallelujah.
So, Timothy could contend, and because he fought false doctrine, 100 years, idolatry disappeared from Ephesus. Why do we have worldliness, ungodliness, idolatry, all forms of mysticism, occultism, witchcraft, wizardry around? It is because our Timothy's are not grounded in the faith enough to stand and contend.
It takes a Timothy to contend.
Paul on an azuno, ne deli aleba, na abu yume, ona ayambo. Oh Joshua, nandi amalek igane me. Papa Moses nero na nolunu ugu na kwadu ya na ejeno uno na ni fende ku
me akwifu ke fanwa na ese
uno na ni fende ku odi nko na de jozi na church ya uno so kwa lo lo church mbo no munna. I hope Nakunu no no loa. Ofuma ofuma. Maka onwe kunu si jicha si oyi kaga si na na maun ni ipe.
Timothy. I'm leaving you in Ephesus so that you do what?
You will command men not to teach false doctrine.
What did he say to do?
Command men. If you do something,
they tell you, why are you trying to run down another man's ministry? Why are you trying? Why don't you just stay in your own place? Do what you're convinced about and allow another man to do his own. All of us have our levels of calling. That's the language today.
Trash. If the apostles had left the false teachers to do what they were called to do, there wouldn't have been church. You must raise your voice.
I was on Facebook. And please, if you're on Facebook, be my friend. Just pump CNC on your ledo. Friend request. Chan. One time. In Metia. Again on my wall. Bidona 2010. Go be a fegany alugaka.
Maka and me what put the time in the correct wall. It go chai a fezuki. It go my wall. It wrong watch in a ke. Mani chali bulo before you go be a.
Hallelujah.
I was on Facebook.
And one man of God in Enugu put something.
He said, "Pastors, must you all see? Why? What is this craze about seeing? Why must you see? I'm an evangelist and I'm an evangelist. If you are a pastor, be a pastor. And if you are a teacher, teach. What is all this craze about seeing?"
When I heard that one, I said, "Flesh and blood did not tell you this." So I went there to comment. I said, "My brother, I put my whole vote for you. Say it and say it loud. We have a problem."
Immediately my post landed. One prophet surfaced and said, "Man of God, I don't believe this post. Because for me, I am a seer. And if you double call me now, I will see for you."
Obrom my war.
Okay, what I go?
Manasirom no obrom my war. Before the person that read the post responded, hey, I was already vomiting. You see, I'm my dear prophet. I want you to know that your sin is not in conformity to New Testament's biblical doctrine. Number one. Number two, I want you to know that because something works doesn't mean it is truth. Satan also sees. Now the man flew from Facebook was good. Because the way, I wasn't talking, you see, no! Command men! Command them! They all say nothing! Hey, Funa! Sabro! In my church, if you, if you make contribution, say, okay, what I'm gonna, I don't say, my brother, it is not, thank you for your contribution, we thank you, but I think we can, no, if I abridge you, that is what we call contending, endlessly contending. The first day, man can know, as a Christian, born your Jehovah's Witness. I'm on one now. Ekuni onye mune ano jim. Gini nese. We were talking and discussing. What's him know? That Jesus was an archangel. Hey! See, what did you say? I think Jesus. My Jesus! Ah! I rose! Impulsively. These things are deposited on my mind. Man, who not go Bible? Oh, meals and boon. People who not go with meals and boon. You know? Not that go Bible. That's the problem. And on the church, you say, now, look at somebody's just again. Nah, I said, not good. Naomi, you're the law. Turn to somebody and say, I'm serious. No, say it like you mean it. I came here to get you into business. The church suffers for a lack of effective youth ministry. This is a great work you're doing here. Because Akunu banye no lwa. Pakle na aman be ha na eme. Maka eziokwu di uko. No onwere onye na ekwu ya. Are you with me? So the devil came with internal corruption. The planting of error. Oh, yeah, Julu now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I am fully persuaded that God is going to bless somebody tonight. Lato basuba le tenende kiti. Sasuna. Listen. While I was praying tonight, somebody told me, I heard the Lord tell me that I am going to release your destiny. Obulu na destiny gi no na aka ukochukwu. Ono na aja aka. Destiny gi. Kamado se ne aja li release. And you see, no one asks. So what is this? Only emotion. Walked up emotion. Customer, huge. Oh, customer, na gavia. Oh, you know, Katebia, call me in you. Mo?
bibi na ekwuchi amata o nwe ebe angel program mu na oyi nwoke chi joke chi me I no le vanwa
the man landa yata ya listen I don't believe about all this trash of holiness all I know I'm not a same preacher I don't like to preach people down. I don't preach people down. I preach them up. I don't preach people down. I preach them up. I'm not a holiness preacher. I'm not a sin preacher. I am like the man of John chapter 9. All I care to know is that once I was blind, but now,
I know me wrote here as man of God.
Ọ na-ekwu ife a n'aka ọkọ kọkata ọkọ kọkata ọkọ kọkata ọkọ.
Binye n'ike mgbe awa mma na ndị mmadụ n'ihe. Tọn ọtụ. N'oke, we are going. Adekine, they are stand up, let us go. Chiam, chiam, chiam. Ekwuru ọnwa okwu, mana ndị mmadụ ma, ya nwa na onwe ya ma, na ife ọkọlụ na binyo. I was in another place. Only can we be doing what? What we do right now? What brought you here? No, no. I don't believe in anything. I think you should fry your head. Every person, you can fry your head. You can do it. They call it frying. I don't give a damn what they call it. You see? Listen, let me tell you something. What is wrong with? Listen, we got a problem with our hair. You see? But what of babies? You know? When a baby comes, the hair is Jerry Carr. If you open na mara.
Oh, if I'm a cross on a boundary. Do you know what is sound doctrine? Do you know what is the faith? It is once and for all handed over. Once and for all, there is no improvement on the original faith. There's no improvement on the Christian doctrine. It is once and for all handed down. You receive it, you transmit it, you don't improve it.
Are you with me?
The issue at stake is the salvation of man. Because until you know the truth, you cannot be set free. You need to know the truth. And the truth you know and use will set you free. Listen, there is no wrong way of getting to heaven. And truth does not have a duplicate. Truth has a counterfeiter. You will tell you talk rush. That's not truth. Truth does not have a duplicate. Young people, please, I beg, I charge you in the name of the Lord. Bury yourselves in this Bible. Ifulifa, Goya. When I was in seminary, my professor told me that no person is qualified to teach who has not read the gospel, the epistle to Romans at least 8 times. Because that's the Magna Charta of the Bible. Every revival the church has had has been as a result of a better understanding of Romans. Only Pharaoh go back to Romans. Got here. The salvation of man, that's what was at stake. And the devil came through opposition. It didn't work. He came through doctrinal what?
Decay. And I'll tell you two things that they were teaching. Two things. They are here today. They are here today. That's why I'm taking my time. Two things. Before I say that, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ was born and he grew up in a religious environment. There were believers in Jehovah before Jesus was born, while he walked. And these believers or religious denominations then were many. There were the Zealots. One of his disciples is called Simon the Zealot. Excuse me. Of course, we know the largest denominations, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. There were the Herodians. Hey, I'm tempted to do a walk here. I'm writing a book. No, take it. Jesus may come. Take it. Jesus warned against three levels. The levels of the Pharisees, the levels of what? The Sadducees, and the levels of the Herodians. What is leaven? Leaven is falsehood. It's error. Leaven is falsehood. And Jesus said there will be three kinds of falsehoods. Each time he spoke about leaven, it was directly to the apostles. They were to watch against false teaching. Jesus was the one that sent them on that errand. To contend against falsehood. And he said there will be the leaven of the Herodians. Who were the Herodians? These were the people that believed in money making. They believed in walking along the corridors of power. That's why they were called Herodians. It was a money ministry. We have them today. Who believe in only financial prosperity. They say God called them to teach financial prosperity. And if it's not in the Bible, if it's not Bible sense, it's nonsense. No apostle was an apostle of prosperity. There's no prophet that was a prophet of prosperity. How come God is now calling people to teach prosperity alone? The 11 of the Herodians. What of the Sadducees? The Sadducees believed. You know, you come to churches today. He had a good entrepreneurship, how to make money. Now, I'm not against that. Some of us need to be taught how to make the best of ourselves. But that's not church service. It's not for church service. Once in a while, we do those seminars. If I'm going to be teaching you, I'm going to be teaching you. I mean that you need to survive on earth. Heal your bodies, heal your healing. That you go anyway. You see churches that are centered on entrepreneurship, that's all you hear. Marketing and management strategies. That's the doctrine of the Herodians. It's an error. It's a leaven. The Pharisees is legalism. Abone Traza Pion. That is what the doctrine and the legend of the Pharisees is called legalism. It's rooted on do's and don'ts. Do not eat, do not touch, do not feel. Paul commented on it in Colossians chapter 2. He said they have a sense of wisdom, but they lack the capacity to stop sensual desires. Masketigi lulu nani does not mean na go yoku igada agoge. Huh? Ni buchilo bage. With aqua does not mean in my in privacy. It does not stop it. The last one. The libertines. That's the leaven of the Sadducees. They believe in liberty. So actually, if you know now find a man now, or be all fool, honorable since Jesus was not a Pharisee. He was not a Sadducee. He was not a Herodian. Jesus was a Christian. So the Christian church is not Pharisaic, it is not Herodian, and it is not Sadduceic. You got to understand that. Now, the teachers of the law were teaching Pharisaism. How about a fellowship, a brother and a sister, Ilinani, or Foku Avugo? They are not serious in the faith. I saw a Kwange Polo Fun Nagata. That is legalism. That is exactly what killed Jesus on the cross. And the church cannot be that. Are you with me? So listen. There were the legalists and the libertines in Ephesus. The legalists were called Judaizers. You meet them. They were there in the whole epistle to the Galatians was to attack legalism. So Christianity is not legalism. And Christianity is not libertinism. The doctrine of libertinism is it doesn't matter. What can it not be? I know how I relate with my God. You know Varania? A man a liberal nonso. No, him the aluminium. You know nani him? So these were two extremes. And Timothy had to maintain that balance. That these were the distinct. Now I have said that. Take this knife and finish First Timothy. You will see this flowing. The legalists were there, teachers of the law. If you get down, you will see that. Just go down with me. Look. The goal of this command is love, verse 5, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Some have wandered away from these and turned to meaningless talk. They want to be teachers of what? The law. But they do not know what they are talking about or what they so confidently affirm. These were legalists. We know that the law is good if one uses it properly. What's the proper use of the law? Allow me to do some theologizing here. What's the proper use of the law? Do we throw away? We are not under the law. That's the favorite scripture of libertines. We are not under the law. Stand in the liberty in which the Lord Jesus has put you. You stand in what? Liberty. We are not under the law. Christ is the end of the law. Hallelujah. My heart is boiling. I just wish I can empty my head and my heart. And that's what Timothy is in Ephesus to do. The reason I left you is to do what? That you may be in a position to command men not to teach false doctrine. What is the duty of the law? The first thing that the law is a mirror that shows you what you should be and shows you what you are. So the law tells you what you should be and what you are not. And because the law shows you that you are not meeting up to God's standard, the law only condemns you. Because you cannot keep the law. And he that breaks one has broken all. Because the law is like a mirror. Whether it is broken into 2 pieces or 10 pieces is not what matters. It's a broken mirror. So if you break the law, you have broken the law. How many of you are following me? Now that is the right use of the law. So the law is a revealer of God's standards and man's inadequacy to meet them. That's the first thing. Therefore, the law asks you to look for an external power apart from you. So, that's why Paul says that the law is the schoolmaster that drives us to Christ. When you can't obey, what do? You begin to look for a savior. The law is good if you use it right. The law should drive people to the savior. That is one. When Jesus saves you by grace, through faith, alone, no addition. You are not saved by grace and trouser. You are not saved by grace plus scarf. Did you hear me? Not skirt, nothing. You are saved by grace alone. You must keep that in your mind. Apart from the law. But then, when you have been saved, you receive a new nature. Salvation is not just the forgiveness of sin, but the impartation of ability. Did you get what I just said? When you get saved, it's not just your past sins that are forgiven. Your old nature is removed and a new nature is come. If you want to understand that, look at the story of Nebuchadnezzar. God changed his nature. And from that moment that God changed his nature and gave him a new nature, he left the palace because cows don't live in palaces. I hope you're following. Because he had a new nature, he went to the palace. He left the palace and ate grass according to the new nature. God came back and changed him from a cow to a king. He left the field and returned to the throne according to the new nature. Now that's exactly what happened to you. When you got saved, you received a new nature. Not just the forgiveness of your past, but the impartation of a new life. What does that new life look like? It looks like the law. So grace, I hope you see what is happening now. Grace, the law took you to grace. And grace gave you ability and said, now go and challenge the law, you can keep it. Hallelujah. What the law could not do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did. Hashalayataya. How many people understand? You can only not be someone I was in handy. Do I have to say again? No, do I have to say again? But there are those who are teachers of the law, and all they teach about the law is that you must obey the law. You get to be wishing that. If I go, that's not the good news. The gospel I've run, if I go, not the possible equity far. That's what Timothy was to teach. Tell those who are convinced that it isn't the matter. That's your neighbor, no father. Case you have. It sounds religious, is it not so? That's not the good news. Jesus nwere mgbe ọ sị, ichi valeza fi ichi ihe niile I tere n'iru. Ọ sị gịnị? Aghaghị ime gịnị? Ịmụ gị gịnị ọzọ? You need a new life. When you have him, Ada kụziri ewu ka esi ata achara. Hallelujah. Oh my God, you people are not responding. Hallelujah.
Oh ya bu inna na ndi ufodo ati mu na mbo na ze speaking in tongues ndi etu a. Ade me ngwere nile mmapu. Inna na moto m na aya mbo na again sticker na ne ya. Moto mu bo na again. Ma na ebo bu na ezi aje. Bo je.
And some people are like that very equal. They are not born. Iche ekete mbosi mgbe nchari. Eche ali bu mgbe nno na federal where that no okwukwe. That's way. I'm writing a chokidekwa and get your tongue. I remember. I knew something had happened. I came. Now keep listening.
So, Baba, I am alone.
Why won't Golden Jimmy kind of? Only one man will go, my own name is here.
My uncle, I can't bow. Why, young lady, I will go with you. When the light almost stand, even I don't think you need to be booked. And why not that you are going to need to do it? Can't go get with you.
Ẹwọ ló ní ẹ̀sọ́ fún náà àtúwọ̀n mú àtúkwá ọ̀dà golden guinea ẹ̀wẹ̀tẹ́ ló ní irú. Àpọ̀ nǹkan yìí wọn kẹ̀ tó ń ọgbọ́n fúfú fúdé. Bífọ́ àná àpọ̀ nǹkẹ̀ mú ìsì golden guinea bọ́tà. Àgbọ̀n.
Mú wá náà ń kẹ́tọ̀.
Àgbọ̀n. Ṣé bẹ́ẹ̀ tí ẹ lọ́kàn pùtà? From that day till today. Maka ada kụziri ewu ka esi ata achara. Kayata baba si ya. Ọ bụrụ na ị nabatabe Jesus. Before anyị na-ekwu example to believer, ị ga-abụgodu nu believer. Konobria. My roommate in the university. Can we see the way I see I'm walking? Jesus. You have to be born again. No one calls us, so you just have to be born again. I say, I'm born again. You see, I praise the Lord. Came woman, share with me. I say, since I was born, why can't man go change it? Nandina, what a memo milichupu? Meta, nakabo lili. Wherever you have an arm, while you are gross. Ash. Not in the Anglican communion are you saved by baptism. Not here. Maybe I should tell you your liturgy. It gave a confirmation. Ke Chineke ọ dị ole egogide gụcha. Ihe ọzọ ga-anụ bụ nwa m mara na iwu nke Chineke dị nsọ. Mana site n'idebe iwu nke Chineke, ọ dịghị onye ọbụla a ga-agụ dịka onye ezi omume n'iru Kraịst. Catechism gị. Imecha dị ewelu your ancient and modern. Go there. Ọnụ ya. Sacrament ọ dị ole? Isi ebua, isi gị gịnị ka ọ bụ? Isi a baptism na ndị anya. Gịnị bụ sacrament? He said, an outward sign of inward grace. So, sacrament is not inward grace, but the signboard. Signboard to church, Abolo Church. Did you hear that? What is sacrament? An outward sign of inward grace. I'm an outside navel in my name. No, inward grace. I didn't pass. So, go shift to give inward grace. Then you say, repentance by which we reject dead works, and faith by which we believe in Christ Jesus. That is the Anglican doctrine of salvation. Mano no Korea. Recitation. Simon says, okay, then I'll answer. It's a disease. Oh, and what can be a repentant? What you can buy a second marriage. Enjoy a case in a man. And I asked him a lot of questions, one of which I want to tell you. Give me a look again. In sickness, the man so will participate in your sin. For the office, so my way and came to Boga Bamba Boblo Nancho Talia. I will not participate in your sin. That's the problem. Only when got a wedding now. Then I fly on my wedding day. And then me make it right. Okay, please. I just come to know, can they come and see your friends? Maybe a long wedding now. If you need now, any plan, see your man. She said, the question, and the other lady, you have one. Just come and buy an apple. She said, it's a good for you. If I'm on a wedding edge, come on, I say, Unga Puya, aye, tell him, tell him. Hallelujah! The true gospel is not legalism. I am a Lindia calling Venina. Uncle Cocona, Coca, Cocania, and they happy. Not yet. Maka Jesus could be the local chuku. I say to each. We seem to have the aloka. Blue put it. On a farmer on the page, you never go. Hallelujah. So, Timothy was to take hold of the true gospel and insist that only that true gospel existed in Ephesus. Amen? How will he do this? Number 1, chapter 2 says, He has to organize the church in the right order. And I want to say some things. On Sunday. Church is not effective because of one department. Ukochukwu obuna na enwe problem with that department. No other ebuwa. Anchanina, thank you ngazo. Let me start. Paul said that an effective church must have a praying men's fellowship. What did I say? Now, we have a problem in the communion in this area because there is a prayer meeting, women, prayer meeting, then men, amen, fellowship. Man, Timothy said that men should do what? Lift up holy hands. A praying men's fellowship. I can never be fugolia. Eti go masango. How my problem? Ije di palae. Hangalia. Anglican. Maria. Catholic. Men don't pray. But if the gospel is to be pushed, our men must start praying with holy hands in all purity and sincerity, without anger and disputations. Women, modest women ministry. That's the instruction. The focus of the women ministry should be what? Modesty. Amaromihe melu no jibulu na Bible niile. Ebe obu na ekwuru okwu akwa. Oburu mu nwanyi ka na agwa. Ai wa bu mu nwoke ai na agba oto. Kedi ihe melu nu ekwu okwu dress. Oburu mu agbo. Adam mado. Si na be nni ya. Yila akwa. Nenu onwe ya nuke bo di mma. I'm not sure. I can't help you now. Brown or Gennaco can never be watched over in it. But I can't look at all in the keep this system comfortable. Women should dress modestly, shamefacedly. Ebobo no gabo. Metuaka, a man de comfortably, equestrian every year. Unonan even Nuku. Ebo Bunaga, Bu Metuaka. A dedica of the papa's the CNC, one more question. Eba, where equestrian Megane? Eoya. If you take this as a law, it will help you. Mbo. Ntuange mbo eba. Inwelo complain. Nkisi di eba, yego ye natu natu praise the Lord. Omune mechi anya. Abro na hacholi eluchineke. Hallelujah. I can't you know and I said, human and can't answer to put down. Hallelujah. Listen, young ladies. If you want to go in your organ or one, he said, Pulan, a city naked. You want bullying young man, Yelunam. It would be a good prayer. My blessing started coming the day I knelt down and said to God, any day I look up to men to help me, may I fail. I prayed that prayer and God started helping me. And I never from that day looked up to men. You need to pray this kind of prayer. Anything God does not give you, may it never come to you. Some years ago, I was praying on a 31st night. That's the resource center, Baron. When the Emmanuel Church, I know not verse 3, women prayer meeting, using microphone, that's here I want. And yet you're on microphone. And the glory of the young man is in the strength. Yes, Lord. He kept the Varana. Amen. I was there. Then he can never open door. Oh God, every door open. Open door. Every style, all manner of prayer. Open door. Maybe the last 2 hours. God called me. She will come. Say, yes, Lord. In me for nature, I have heard you. I say, pray that I close doors this year. I was holding him at his word. You are the Lord God that opened the door and no man closes it. Shata Luzaba. Open door. I am not just the God that opened a door. I also close. What you need this year are closed doors because it will soon get here very good. You know why I told you this story? Whatever the Lord God does not give you is not your portion. Sisters, if you expose your breast and attract a brother. Make sure that after the second baby, that breast is like before. If not, what brought him is finished. And our babies have a way of making sure. It's not like that. Answer to your Bible. We need young people who know the gospel, who live it, who die for it. We need you. Tomorrow, I'll be dealing with the issues that crop up from this foundation. But today, I want to ask, are you born again? Are you born again? I asked a sister that came to me and said, "Praise the Lord, the Lord has remembered me." Onye na-akwado ịnụ ọ dị born again ọ sị m iza na kantan si na ọ bụrụ ihe njụ. I said, is he born again? Ọkpọrọ m afa church one very good Christian that he goes to that church. I said, is he born again? Professor Sam Ike has been born again for more than 3 decades. Anyi Chani Nemuya is a national preacher. So when you say, I worship under Professor, Venerable Professor Sam, somebody will conclude the Ike for you. Are you born again? Ozi ọma nna ha ekwu maka ya. Nke a nna kọwalụ gị. Abụrụ aka ekpe. Ana aka nne. Ozi ọma abụrụ legalism and abụrụ libertinism. E nabatago ya bụ ozi ọma. Let me give you an example. Please forgive me. I was in a church at Amechi, a Pentecostal church that was 6 years old. And I stopped and I asked the members, if your friend comes to you and says, I want to be born again, what would you tell that friend? Brethren, akokolkala, wefuna, being in a Pentecostal church does not make you Pentecostal. Sitting under an evangelical priest does not make you evangelical. Are you born again? Or are you associating with the born again? Itearigo. Because there cannot be genuine saving faith without repentance. Repentance from dead works precedes faith towards God. If you have believed without repenting, you did not believe in a Savior. Jesus was not ashamed of him. Do you bear the fruit of repentance? The author of Hebrews said, we are assured of better things in your case. Things that accompany salvation. There are things that accompany it. Paul said, if any man says he is in Christ Jesus, he said, behold, there's something to behold. Look at yourself. Are you a believer? I'll keep asking it. I want you to answer yourself. Answer God. But I tell you, Onagabiga. Wait for a while. Onaga fast. My wife came last week with a video of the church of the Antichrist. People over 1 million members with 666 as their official symbol. That's how close we are to the end. Salvation is closer than when we began. I want to ask you tonight, save your soul. Be sure. Bow your heads. Let's pray. Biakute Jesus, anonodo na kukoya kuziva nyuzo ta kone guzo betitia jiwayo na sigi. Bia, let's take it again. Bia, kute Jesus, anolodo na kukoya kuziva nyuzo ta kone guzo. Kotata gabuongo mobulu no bigi o bigi pwani ken kenjo mobulu na gana futa mo bigi tata obulu na chineke gwe access when na futa bigi ni ken kenjo like everyone to stand on your feet. Lift up your hand. Make me a Timothy, a true son in the faith. I'd like you to just talk to God. Don't whisper it. Cry out for it. Desire it. A generation changer. Somebody that can be considered a custodian of truth. A custodian of truth. To God, you see me, use me. Whenever I come, let there be a termination of error. While we are praying that prayer, let me tell you again, this is possible when you give your life to Jesus. And if you're here, you would want me to pray with you as you give your life to Jesus. I want you to lift up your right hand above your head so that I can pray for you. God bless you, my young man. God bless you, brother. Raise it above your head. It's nothing to be ashamed of. The day I gave my life to Christ, I was sitting beside my girlfriend in the choir. We were both in choir. Lift up that hand. Lift it up above your head. Lift it boldly. You want to give your life to Jesus. Lift it well. The higher you lift it, the more serious I think you are. God bless you. Almighty God, I thank you for these ones. Say with me this prayer. Those of you, place that hand on your heart and let's pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I come to you with all my heart. I believe in my heart. I am a sinner. I thank you for the gospel. I thank you for sending Jesus. I believe he died for me.
I believe he rose again so that I can live a new life. Forgive me my sin. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I reject sin, Satan, and the world. I declare today that Jesus is my Lord and my personal Savior. Henceforth, I decree that all the works of the flesh, I have nothing to do with them. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
We are still praying. Let's thank God for the message. Thank him for the instruments he used to bless us this evening. Victory has gone out.